Welcome back. This is the third and final section of this audio training. In the first two segments, we talked about how to successfully launch your group. We talked about how to create a warm and welcoming environment. And then we talked about the group meeting itself. During this last segment, I want us to focus on the people in your group. And here's the question I want to try to answer. How do I build community in the group as we journey together for 8 weeks, even outside the group meetings? So let me give you some practical tips on how you can begin to build a sense of community in your small group that supports and cares for one another during this 8-week period. Number one, as it is possible, get the group to interact with each other outside the group. Let the group know that one of your goals is that the group would get better acquainted and would get to know each other throughout these weeks. As the group host, you will likely have to be the catalyst for this at the beginning. One way to help facilitate this is to have everyone write their name, email, address, and phone number down. You may want to have everyone fill this out on the first night so that each person in the group has others' contact information. Let people know that if something good happens during the week and they want to share it with the group, they can shoot an email out to everyone. Or if they have a prayer concern, or if they were really blessed by something, for example, from the daily office that week, they can share that with the group. Any interaction outside the group meeting will help foster that sense of community. Now, I realize that in 8 weeks, you can't go too far or too deep, but you might be surprised what can happen when you are intentional about building relationships within the group, especially around this material. Especially important is contacting anyone who had to miss a group meeting. A brief phone call or email from one or two members of the group will speak volumes to that person. Number two, add a personal touch to the group experience. Let me explain. As the group host, let me encourage you to look for opportunities to bless those in your group. If someone's having a birthday or anniversary, get them a card. Or if someone's having a job interview, shoot them an email. Let them know you're praying for them. If someone in the group is sick, have maybe someone bring dinner over to their house. Find ways during the 8 weeks to bless people. Number three, get others involved. The more you get people in the group involved, the greater ownership they will have. It may be possible for you to have someone else, for example, even lead a discussion one night, or maybe even the growing connected question. You may want to ask people to come early and help you set up the room. You may want to ask another person to be in charge of making sure there are refreshments each week. There can be different people in charge to sign up for different nights. Don't do it all yourself. And finally, pray for each member of your group. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Let me challenge you to keep your group list handy. Put it in your Bible. Commit that you will pray for the people in your group on a regular basis. The themes and topics of emotionally healthy spirituality have huge potential to impact people's lives. And as you pray for the people in your group, you are preparing their hearts for what God wants to do in them. Listen, I'm excited about your group. Thank you for investing this time and your life to serve them. You are giving them a gift. And may God grant you wisdom and grace as you seek to serve and love each individual person in your group.